Exodus chapter 1. Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah; Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin; Dan and Naphtali; Gad and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said to his people, "Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it comes to pass that, when there falls out any war, they join also with our enemies, and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land." Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. And the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, "When you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stalls, if it is a son, then you shall kill him, but if it is a daughter, then she shall live." But the midwives feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, "Why have you done this thing, and saved the men children alive?" And the midwives said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively, and are delivered before the midwives come in to them." Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, "Every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive." Exodus chapter 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off, to know what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call you a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." And it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren, and looked on their burdens, and he saw an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together, and he said to him that did the wrong, why smite your fellow? And he said, who made you a prince and a judge over us? Intend you to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? And Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. Now, when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses, but Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, how is it that you have come so soon today? And they said, an Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and also drew water enough for us and watered the flock. And he said to his daughters, and where is he? Why is it that you have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread. And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses Zipporah his daughter. And she bore him a son, and he called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been a stranger in a strange land. And it came to pass, in the process of time, that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel groaned by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up to God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of Yahweh appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not near here. Put off your shoes from off your feet, for the place whereon you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I have come down to deliver them out of the land of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good land, and a large, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with you, and this shall be a token to you that I have sent you. When you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said to God, behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and shall say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. And God said moreover to Moses, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, Yahweh God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say to them, Yahweh God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared to me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt and the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, to a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall listen to your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall say to him, Yahweh God of the Hebrews has met with us, and now let us go, we beseech you, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Yahweh our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof, and after that he will let you go. And I will give this people favour in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that, when you go, you shall not go empty, but every woman shall borrow of her neighbour and of her that dwells in her house jewels of silver and jewels of gold and clothing, and you shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall spoil the Egyptians. Exodus chapter 4. And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor listen to my voice, for they will say, Yahweh has not appeared to you. And Yahweh said to him, What is that in your hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And Yahweh said to Moses, Put forth your hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that Yahweh God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. And Yahweh said furthermore to him, Put now your hand into your bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, Put your hand into your bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe you, neither listen to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither listen to your voice, then you shall take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which you take out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And Moses said unto Yahweh, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And Yahweh said to him, Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, Yahweh? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what you shall say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray you, by the hand of him whom you will send. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he comes forth to meet you, and when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. And you shall speak to him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with you, and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do. And he shall be your spokesman to the people, and he shall be even, he shall be to you instead of a mouth, and you shall be to him instead of a god. and you shall take this rod in your hand, with which you shall do signs. And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, Let me go, I pray you, and return to my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they are yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. And Yahweh said to Moses in Midian, Go, return into Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought your life. And Moses took his wife and his sons, and set them upon a donkey. And he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And Yahweh said to Moses, When you return into Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand, but I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And you shall say to Pharaoh, Thus says Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say to you, Let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, even your firstborn. And it came to pass by the way in the inn that Yahweh met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, Surely a bloody husband are you to me. So he let him go, and she said, A bloody husband you are because of the circumcision. And Yahweh said to Aaron, Go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mount of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Yahweh who had sent him and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which Yahweh had spoken to Moses and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed, and when they heard that Yahweh had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. And afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, Thus says Yahweh, God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, Who is Yahweh, that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not Yahweh. Neither will I let Israel go. And they said, The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go, we pray you, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto Yahweh our God, lest he falls upon us with pestilence or with the sword. And the king of Egypt said to them, Why do you, Moses and Aaron, loose the people from their work? Get you to your burdens. And Pharaoh said, Behold, the people of the land now are many, and you make them rest from their burdens. And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, You shall no more give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And the tally of the bricks which they did make before, you shall lay upon them. You shall not diminish anything thereof, for they are idle. Therefore they cry, saying, Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labour therein, and let them not regard vain words. And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spoke to the people, saying, Thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go you, get you straw where you can find it, yet nothing of your work shall be diminished. So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hurried them, saying, Fulfill your works, your daily tasks, as when there was straw. And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and demanded, Why have you not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as before? Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried to Pharaoh, saying, Why deal you thus with your servants? There is no straw given to your servants, and they say to us, Make brick, and behold, your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people. But he said, You are idle, you are idle. Therefore you say, Let us go and do sacrifice to Yahweh. Go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given to you, yet shall you deliver the tally of bricks. And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case after it was said, you shall not diminish any from your bricks of your daily task. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said to them, Yahweh, look upon you and judge, because you have made our sent to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us. And Moses returned unto Yahweh and said, Lord, why have you so evilly treated this people? Why is it that you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people, neither have you delivered your people at all. Then Yahweh said to Moses, Now shall you see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am Yahweh. And I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Yahweh was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm, and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and you shall know that I am Yahweh, your God, which brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for a heritage. I am Yahweh. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel, but they listened not to Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Go in, speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spoke before Yahweh, saying, Behold, the children of Israel have not listened to me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, and gave them a charge to the children of Israel, and to Pharaoh king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' houses. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. These are the families of Reuben. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel and Jamim, and Ohad and Jachin and Zohar and Shul, the son of a Canaanitish woman. These are the families of Simeon. And these are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations, Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libni, and Shimi, according to their families. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, and Izhar, and Hebron, and Uzziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. And the sons of Merari, Mahali, and Mushi, these are the families of Levi, according to their generations. And Amram took him Jochebed, his father's sister, to wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses, and the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. And the sons of Izhar, Korah, and Nepheg, and Zikri. And the sons of Uzziel, Mishael, and Elzaphan, and Zithri. And Aaron took him Elisheba, daughter of Amminadab, sister of Nashon, to wife, and she bore him Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And the sons of Korah, Azir, and Elkanah, and Abasaph, these are the families of the Korahites. and Eleazar, Aaron's son, took him one of the daughters of Putiel to wife, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers of the Levites according to their families. These are that Aaron and Moses, to whom Yahweh said, bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies. These are they which spoke to Pharaoh king of Egypt to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are that Moses and Aaron. And it came to pass on the day when Yahweh spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, that Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, I am Yahweh. Speak you to Pharaoh king of Egypt all that I say to you. And Moses said before Yahweh, because I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh listen to me? Exodus chapter 7. And Yahweh said to Moses, see, I have made you a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother shall speak to Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not listen to you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt, and bring forth my armies, and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh, when I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt, and bring out the children of Israel from among them. And Moses and Aaron did as Yahweh commanded them, so did they. And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old, when they spoke to Pharaoh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, when Pharaoh shall speak to you, saying, show a miracle for you, then you shall say to Aaron, take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went in to Pharaoh, and they did as Yahweh had commanded, and Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. And he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he listened not to them, as Yahweh had said. And Yahweh said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened, he refuses to let the people go. Get you to Pharaoh in the morning, behold, he goes out to the water, and you shall stand by the river's bank to meet his coming. The rod which was turned to a serpent shall take you in your hand. And you shall say to him, Yahweh God of the Hebrews has sent me to you, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness, and behold, till now you would not hear. Thus says Yahweh, In this you shall know that I am Yahweh. Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. And the fish that are in the river shall die, and the river shall stink, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, say to Aaron, take your rod and stretch out your hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon their streams, upon their rivers, and upon their ponds, and upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood, and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so as Yahweh commanded, and he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh, and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And the fish that were in the river died, and the river stunk, and the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, neither did he listen to them as Yahweh had said. And Pharaoh turned and went into his house, neither did he set his heart to this also. And all the Egyptians dug round about the river for water to drink, for they could not drink of the water of the river. And 7 days were fulfilled after that Yahweh had smitten the river.